News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, the government has announced a plan to introduce an online safety commissioner. To discuss this, we're joined by Richard Bruton, Minister of Communications, Climate Action and Environment. Minister, just, I suppose, start by explaining, what exactly will the proposed new online safety commissioner do?
Well, today I'm setting out proposals for a new online safety act, as you say, and the background to this obviously is parents have a major fear about the safety of their children online. And up to now, we have relied on self-regulation by the companies. So what we're doing here is making sure that there will be a code in place to require all companies to take reasonable steps to keep users safe. But we will also have a regulator with the appropriate powers to ensure that the highest standards are observed. And then in specific areas where, for example, there are cyberbullying occurs, and if the company's code hasn't resulted in the takedown, there will be powers to have swift takedown and enforcement if the company fails to do so. So it is a set of protections being put in place to move away from the era of self-regulation and have reasonable protections in place.
Okay, what kind of penalties will be there for if online companies are slow to act and the new regulator finds them slow to act?
Well, I think it's important to say powers like this have been in Australia, and they've never had to use the enforcement powers. That companies do see it in their interest to have a framework like this, and they have complied 100% with directions from the their data safety commissioner. So I believe the same will prevail here. But we will have powers to issue notices, and in an event of a company failing to issue notice, we will be able to take enforcement action against them. The precise details of the powers we will work out after the consultation and you know, discussing it with the Attorney General.
Yeah, fair enough that some of the detail needs to be announced. I mean, there's been a lot of focus on this over the last month or two, Minister. Some of the stuff that's online, inappropriate, damaging, potentially dangerous for children. Are you hopeful? I mean, look, there's no sort of panacea or easy solution for that, but are you hopeful that the presence of an online safety commissioner, that this legislation will help act as a deterrent to that?
I'm absolutely certain it will. I mean, the first thing is to ensure that companies take every step that they can. And, you know, companies can build into the design of their online platforms the sort of things that watch out and flag things that could be potentially harmful. So it is really important, that companies engage and have this sort of safety code and have it up to the highest standards they can. Once you have companies on board doing that sort of concentrated work and you have the confidence of oversight of their code, I think you have a very strong set of protections. Like, ultimately, it is in the company's interest to have this sort of framework to keep people safe online, because this is their livelihood.
Yeah.
And it's really important that...
Do they see it like that, though, Minister? I'm not so sure they do. I mean, they keep talking about, you know, the importance of the platform and allowing freedom of speech and not censoring and so on. That seems to be where they're coming from on it.
Yeah, but I think the overwhelming view in the Oireachtas is the time for self-regulation has passed.
Yeah.
And that there's genuine concern about, you know, material that promotes self-harm, material designed to encourage prolonged nutritional deprivation, cyberbullying.
Yeah.
There's a lot of very gross examples where we need a tighter code.
And they haven't done enough to address that, I think.
They haven't done enough, but equally, you know, you have to be conscious that there is on the other side the right of freedom of expression. So there has to be judgment brought to bear in this, but there are certainly areas where you can point out very strongly that companies must have very strong codes with, you know, issues such as cyberbullying. There are other areas where they will have to develop a code in discussion with an online safety commissioner. So a balance will have to be struck. But I think having an independent person with sufficient powers, that's really important to give ordinary people the confidence that it's not just relying on, okay, on the companies and their own interests.
Okay, Minister, two very quick issues before we let you go. I do want to ask you about those reports that emerged over the weekend about the former Taoiseach Enda Kenny battling for Facebook, as Fianna Fáil put it. It seemed to emerge that he had offered to lobby other EU states on behalf of Facebook. Your response to that? Fianna Fáil saying it undermined Ireland's reputation as an honest broker, and it's a cosy relationship between the government you were a part of and big tech companies.
Well, I only have seen what I've seen in the papers, but I think it's important to point out that both of the data protection commissioners that we have come out very strongly and said there was no interference from the Taoiseach. And I think to also it's worth pointing out that it was under Enda Kenny that the power and resources of the data protection commissioner was dramatically strengthened. So, I think he has always been a supporter of having the sort of protections in place like GDPR. I put very little store by this report.
Would it be helpful if he clarified things?
Well, I'm not going to tell the former Taoiseach what he should do, but I think I do know from his record, and I know from the present Taoiseach's records, that they've challenged fake news, they've challenged privacy issues with companies like Facebook. But equally, Facebook is an important player in this area, and if they have opinions about legislation that's coming through, you have to listen to them. That's part of the legislative process as well.
Okay, just very finally, speaking of Enda Kenny, he also committed to a reduction in the current levy on independent broadcasters in 2016, but it still remains in place exactly as it did then. Do we have any timetable for the levy change? Do we know, do you have any plans for that?
Yeah, that broadcasting bill will be published in the next quarter, in the second quarter of this year. It is somewhat delayed because I understand there are drafting issues in it, but the introduction of that bill will see the BAI funded directly from the licence fee up to at least 50% of its costs, and that will allow a reduction in the levy that's paid by broadcasters.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Communications Minister Richard Bruton, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.